listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We're talking about mental and emotional health this month on Mormon Channel, a topic that is so varied in the ways that it can affect people that often it can be very misunderstood. However, LDS church leaders have shared their own experiences and thoughts about struggling with a mental illness. It's a comforting thought to know that those men and women who help lead the church also have had dark times in their lives that can help them relate to many members who struggle with the same issues today. Well, when he was very young, Elder Dallin H. Oaks lost his father to tuberculosis. His mother, Stella, felt it necessary to gain more education so that she could support her family. So she entrusted her children to the care of their grandparents. She also moved to New York for school. Elder Oak says, "The death of my father and my mother's going away so soon were difficult experiences for me. When I was about 9 years old, I remember thinking that there was nobody in the world as unhappy as I was. For my mother, the loss of her husband and then the separation from her three children within a two-month period were too much, and mother suffered a nervous breakdown. She was told that she would never recover, but through the blessings of the Lord, she did recover, and she was stronger than ever." According to a 2008 manual published by the Mormon History Association, President George Albert Smith had levels of stress that contributed to his own mental and emotional struggles. So fascinating, this information. The manual states, "Those close to George Albert Smith were aware of some emotional problems. Grandchild George Albert Smith V suggests that his grandfather struggled with depression, feeling incompetent, and being overwhelmed. There were times when he just could not pull it all together." That's a quote. And in the 2013 General Conference address that Elder Jeffrey R. Holland made, he was very open about his own struggles with depression and what he and others can do to help themselves. Listen to this.
"At one point in our married life, when financial fears collided with staggering fatigue, I took a psychic blow that was as unanticipated as it was real. With the grace of God and the love of my family, I kept functioning and kept working. But even after all these years, I continue to feel a deep sympathy for others more chronically or more deeply afflicted with such gloom than I was. In any case, we've all taken courage from those who, in the words of the prophet Joseph, searched and contemplated the darkest abyss and persevered through it. So how do you best respond when mental or emotional challenges confront you or those you love? Above all, never lose faith in your Father in heaven, who loves you more than you can comprehend. As President Monson said to the Relief Society sisters so movingly last Saturday evening at this pulpit, that love never changes. It is there for you when you are sad or happy, discouraged or hopeful. God's love is there for you whether or not you deserve it. It is simply always there. Never ever doubt that, and never harden your heart. Faithfully pursue the time-tested devotional practices that bring the Spirit of the Lord into your life. Seek the counsel of those who hold keys for your spiritual well-being. Ask for and cherish priesthood blessings. Take the sacrament every week and hold fast to the perfecting promises of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Believe in miracles. I have seen so many. They came when every indication would say that hope was lost. Hope is never lost. If those miracles do not come soon or fully or seemingly at all, remember the Savior's own anguished example. If the bitter cup does not pass, drink it and be strong, trusting in happier days ahead. In preventing illness, whenever possible, watch for the stress indicators in yourself and in others you may be able to help. As with your automobile, be alert to rising temperatures, excessive speed, or a tank low on fuel. When you face depletion depression, make the requisite adjustments. Fatigue is the common enemy of us all. So slow down, rest up, replenish and refill. Physicians promise us that if we do not take time to be well, we most assuredly will take time later on to be ill. If things continue to be debilitating, seek the advice of reputable people with certified training, professional skills, and good values. Be honest with them about your history and your struggles. Prayerfully and responsibly consider the counsel they give and the solutions they prescribe. If you had appendicitis, God would expect you to seek a priesthood blessing and get the best medical care available. So too with emotional disorders. Our Father in heaven expects us to use all the marvelous gifts He has provided in this glorious dispensation.
Well, if you or a loved one is struggling with a mental or emotional disorder, we invite you to visit the LDS Family Services website, ldsfs.org, for more information. And stay tuned this month as we explore more about these topics. Certainly many of us can relate to this. I'm Jennifer Stack. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.